Shalom, this is Billy Brillman, the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. Now, I'm recording this early because we have our great Autumn Assembly of Prayer coming up, and you are actually listening to this, if you're listening to it when it's broadcast live, October 29. We're out on Prayer Mountain with probably around 2,000 people in a big tent meeting. And there, this has been conducted. Our meeting is being conducted. We're praying right now while you're hearing this. It's being conducted by Kenneth Copeland. We're not streaming it live because we want to keep it private. We don't want anyone to hear that shouldn't hear. We want Brother Copeland to be free to prophesy, because we're praying about the elections in our dear country. The elections, of course, as you well know, are Tuesday, November 6th. And we're praying that we'll have godly leaders and that we'll have an awakening to God in our leaders in America. So we invite you to join with us in prayer. You can just, wherever you are, just join us because we're praying right now. And we want to be sure to urge you to vote. We won't tell you who to vote for. You pray and you follow the Holy Ghost. But of course, I'm sure He'll lead you. You'll want to be praying and voting according to the Bible. And of course, praying and voting according to blessing Israel. Even our economic policy straighten out. Who blesses Israel is blessed in every way. Now, we are studying the book of Revelation, and we are at Revelation chapter 13. We went over a few of these beginning verses last week, but we'll start at the beginning at verse 1. And the dragon, that's Satan, of course, stood on the sand of the seashore. Then I saw a beast coming up out of the sea, having 10 horns and 7 heads, and on his horns were 10 crowns, and on his heads were blasphemous names. The dragon, we are told, is Satan. The sea is the sea of humanity. So coming up out of the nations is a beast. Revelation 13:2. And the beast which I saw was like a leopard, and his feet were like those of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. And the dragon, Satan, gave him his authority and his throne, his power and his throne and great authority. Now, we've already looked at these from last week, but we're going to review. However, you might want to go on the archives and listen again really closely as we went into who this, the parts of this beast. But it, now it is a conglomerate beast here in Revelation 13:2. It is put together, a beast put together from Daniel's visions of the four kingdoms of the times of the Gentiles. You remember that Nebuchadnezzar saw the time. Jesus told us about the times of the Gentiles and that there would be an end to them. He told us this in Luke 21:24. Now, the times of the Gentiles, Daniel's the only prophet who told us how long they are, when they begin and when they end. They began with the Babylonian captivity of Israel, and they end when the revived Roman Empire is defeated under the Antichrist, and the King Messiah sets up his kingdom. So now this is the first, you know, Nebuchadnezzar, he saw this great colossus, this great human type metal man, and he saw that it had a head of gold, which was Babylon. It had arms of silver, the Medo-Persian Empire, two arms. The copper, King James says brass, belly and thighs of Alexander the Great and the Greek kingdom. And then the iron legs, which symbolize to us Rome, the two legs of the Roman Empire. And of course, then its feet were 10-toed kingdoms, part of iron, part of clay, part strong, part weak. Now, Nebuchadnezzar saw it as a metal man, But when Daniel saw his two visions of the four kingdoms, he saw them from God's point of view. From God's point of view, they're like wild beasts. So the mouth here of this conglomerate beast is the lion, and that's Babylon. The feet are the bear, Persia. And the body, which makes up the largest part, is the leopard. And that, of course, was Greek and Alexander the Greek's kingdom. But the conglomerate beast, all of them put together, because there are vestiges of all of them in that last conglomerate beast. And the last conglomerate beast is the fourth kingdom. It's the Roman Empire in all its forms. There was the old Roman Empire, and then the empire, that old Roman Empire fell. And then there is the Roman Empire revived, symbolized in Nebuchadnezzar's vision by the ten toes. The conglomerate beast is a system. We call it sometimes the Babylonian system. It was founded by Nimrod, Genesis chapter 10, and we are told of its rebellion in Genesis 11 at the Tower of Babel. The system, which has been developing ever since then, it's the system, Brother Copeland calls it, of man trying to do things his own way without God. But this system will eventually have as its head a man and even two men. One of the men is the Antichrist, with one we call the Antichrist. Now, the whole system is the Antichrist system. Christ means anointing. Anti means against. Against the anointing. Jesus is the anointed one, the Messiah. We say Christ. That's Greek for the anointed one. So this system is anti the anointed one, Antichrist. Revelation 13:3, and I saw one of his heads as it had been slain, and his fatal wound was healed, and the whole earth was amazed and followed after the beast. Now I'm going to be reading to you from Hilton Sutton's book, Revelation Revealed. I told you that I'm studying after several people. I don't know everything, of course. I just barely know a little. I'm getting really excited about my studies in the book of Revelation. And am I ever learning a lot? But I'm using the Bible, of course. I use the Companion Bible with notes by Bullinger. I use the Numerical Bible with notes by Grant and Rideout. And I use my experience and drawing on the things that I've learned about Israel and about the Hebrew. And then I use Brother Hilton Sutton's book, Clarence Larkin's book. I look in them and I agree with some on some things and some on another. I don't agree with any of them on everything. For instance, with Brother Sutton, who is my mentor and a dear friend, but I don't agree with him. I believe that the church is the bride of Christ, and he did not. And so when we get to that part, the bride of Christ, well, I'll give you his point of view, and then I'll give you my point of view. But I do agree with him, what he says here in Revelation chapter 13. So I'm going to be reading to you directly from his book, page 127. Hilton Sutton says, Revelation 13 provides insight into the meaning of the beast with seven crowned heads and 10 crowned horns. The beast is a system created by Satan, with Satan as its direct source of power and the basis for its authority, then of course the system is like Satan. The beast is the product of Satan's work through people. Started it out with Nimrod. The sea out of which it comes is not a body of water, but masses of people, the sea of humanity. Just as God has to have men to carry out his will on earth, so does Satan have to have men to fight God's will on the earth. Now here in the conglomerate beast, we see a conglomerate of Daniel's vision. So we're going to just reread Daniel's vision. One of them, Daniel 7:2. Daniel said, I was looking in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of heaven were stirring up the great sea, humanity. And four great beasts were coming up from the sea, different from one from another. The first was like a lion and had the wings of an eagle. I kept looking until its wings were plucked and it was lifted up from the ground and made to stand on 2 feet like a man. A human mind also was given to it. Well, of course, this is Babylon. It had the wings of an eagle. That was their symbol, a lion with eagle's wings. But its wings were plucked, and it disappeared, that kingdom. It was overthrown by the second one, 7:5, Daniel 7:5. And behold, another beast, a second one resembling a bear, and it was raised up on one side, and three ribs were in its mouth between its teeth, and they said to it, "Arise, devour and eat meat, much meat, devour much meat." That was, of course, the Persian bear. After this, I kept looking, and behold, another one like a leopard, which had on its back four wings of a bird, went fast. The beast had four heads, and dominion was given to it. Now that's Alexander the Great's kingdom. And we went into great detail on this last week. You might want to go back and listen to it. After this, I kept looking in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrifying and extremely strong, and it had large iron teeth. It devoured and crushed and trampled down the remainder with its feet, and it was different from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. Remember the iron legs of Nebuchadnezzar? Now we have the iron feet. While I was contemplating the horns, behold, another horn, a little horn, came up among them. Now this iron beast here is Rome. And from Rome revived is going to come up a little horn that lets us know that it's coming from the European and, well, the old Roman Empire. A little horn, one came up, and the first of the three horns were pulled out by the roots before it, and this horn possessed eyes like the eyes of a man and had a mouth that uttered great boasts. The times of the Gentiles, of course, were marked out for us and named for us by our Lord in Luke 21:24. And we've already talked about Nebuchadnezzar's metal man, his huge metal man. And then here, we've just read again of Daniel's vision of the beasts. So in Revelation chapter 13, we see this conglomerate beast with seven crowned heads, seven crowned horns, symbolizing the same system as Nebuchadnezzar's dream and Daniel's visions. Keep in mind that this entire satanic system of governments, commerce, and religion is called the beast. This is what we refer to when we say the Babylonian system. It began with a Gentile rebellion led by Nimrod, and the initial divine judgment of it was at the Tower of Babel, as is described in Genesis chapter 11. And now the book of Revelation is going to bring us the end of that Babylonian beast system. And so, this is Billy Brim inviting you to pray with us now for our nation's election. And be sure to vote. Shalom, shalom. Until tomorrow.